Good afternoon. I'd like to go ahead and call Health and Whole, Health and Social Services Committee order. Time is 1:29 p.m., March 11, 2015. Today we have Senator Giusso, Senator Kelly, Senator Stoltz, Senator Ellis, and Stedman chair. That we have a full committee here. We have two bills on the agenda: SB 18, Healthcare Sharing Ministries, not insurance, and SB 1. Regulation of smoking. And we're going to start off with SB 18, Healthcare Sharing Ministries, not insurance. The bill sponsor could come forward and grab a chair. This is the first bill of the day. The bill was previously heard. We've had previous public testimony. The bill defines what healthcare sharing ministries are, and they are faith-based nonprofit with participation who share and medical expenses accordingly to their religious beliefs, and who provide and share in contributions to financial and medical needs of members. Such entities should be exempt from regulation as insurance. There are no promises to pay a certain amount of assumption of risk or having to make payment as in the insurance industry. Does committee members have any questions of the bill sponsor? Any concerns? Do we have a motion then on this bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 18, version 29LS0107/HELO from this committee to the next with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move this bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next up, Senate Bill 1. This is the second hearing on this bill. The bill has been previously heard, and we've had public testimony. We have a CS, and can I have a motion for adoption of the CS?
CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 1.
Version 29-LS0003/I. Is that the correct version?
Mm-hmm.
As our working document.
And I'll object for discussion, and we have the bill sponsor here. We have, again, taken previous testimony. This is second hearing on this bill. Senator Machicki, do you want to tell us what this CS is about, please?
I want to thank the committee for hearing the bill again. Mr. Chairman, thank you. As you know, I'm a conservative Alaskan that does my best to keep government out of our everyday business. I just think personally through this bill it recognizes that the extraordinary adverse effect of secondhand smoke and those effects on Alaska's workers are adequate in my mind to try to solve that issue for the greatest proportion of Alaskans possible. We're not going to cover 100%. I will tell you that although I have a lot of support, I've also taken my lumps as a conservative Alaskan on this bill. But I remain in support of the bill and certainly hope that you may consider doing the same. I'm going to hand it off to Chuck here, my Chuck Kopp, my staff who's working on this bill, so he can explain the changes. But I do want to thank you for helping to improve the bill. I think it's going to evolve as it goes through the Senate and perhaps the House. And I think that's what happens in these bodies. We improve legislation to be the very best possible.
So if you could take us through the proposed changes in the CS, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Chuck Kopp, staff to Senator Machicki. There are six changes. The first change, I'll refer to the CS previously identified. Find on page 3, line 24, is where we amended the definition of prohibition of smoking to permit smoking at the Alaska International Airport system for in-transit passengers only. These are passengers that are in transit, restricted by federal law from leaving the secure area of the terminal. We've been informed by the Deputy Commissioner that they are set up at the Anchorage and Fairbanks Airport with special smoking rooms for those folks. Mr. Chairman, the second change on page 4, line 5, you will find that what we have done here is amended the definitions for marine vessels to also include any vessel that is otherwise used as a place of employment. So this would, in fact, cover all commercial or work boats. Mr. Chairman, the third change is on page 4, line 6. Again, amending the definition of prohibition of smoking, and here we deleted the exemption for private club. This, we were unable to find any specific private club that met the parameters of the exact definition that we were using, and we had no indication that this was anything more than superfluous language in the bill at this point. So as no one was calling for it, it was deleted. Mr. Chairman, the fourth change was recommended by this committee, and that is on page 4, line 8. We deleted the permissive language of may on line 8, where it previously said the department may adopt regulations, and this now is shall, requiring the commissioner to adopt regulations authorizing smoking in standalone shelters. The fifth change, Mr. Chairman, on page 5, lines 24 through 26, is amending the non-retaliation section to remove the reference to applicants or new hire or people in the hire process, and we applied it to just employees. The feedback we received on that from the business community was that there's no way you can know what is in the mind of an applicant for why they were refused. They may be the only ones that know about their own litigious history on a smoking violation before, and they said that you end up exposing us to have to defend ourselves against what that person may think was the reason they were declined. And so if you just limit it to, you can't retaliate against employees who exercise their rights to work in a smoke-free environment, they're fine with that. So based on that, we removed the reference to applicants. And the final change, Mr. Chairman, change number 6, is we deleted the reference to, on page 6 originally, the citations and fines reference. And this was the explicit reference to citations and fines from peace officers. Two reasons for this. One, it was duplicitous in that the violation and penalty sections was exhaustively carried out under the Commissioner of Health and Social Services definition, their ability to enforce through their tobacco compliance program. And also, already in the bill, it allows the commissioner to partner with another agency or delegate to another agency the ability to enforce. It was repeated again, mainly to allow a specific uniform citation approach for a peace officer also. And the final thing that does is it does remove the seemingly heavy-handed approach that we're asking troopers to run around and write smoking tickets. So. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Do we have any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, we have adopted version I as our working document. We're back to the full committee. Do we have questions for the bill sponsor concerning the new version in front of us? Do we have any concerns on the bill? Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stoltz.
Ample, a lot of concerns on the bill, but I have another crack at it. I haven't had an opportunity, as we've done the budget closeouts, to ask all my questions. Certainly, and I'd certainly like to have conversations with you what your intent in passing this out was as well, and as the next committee, which I have the opportunity to sit on. So I don't want to hold mine. It's a long process.
Okay. Yeah, this bill goes to State Affairs next. So this is early in the process, and then it has another body to go through. Have any other questions, concerns? Anybody want to speak to anybody from the department? Have any comments? Do we have a motion? What's the committee want to do with this thing?
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 1. Version 29LS0003-I, India, from this committee, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee. Version I, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes to the next committee referral. We have objection. Moving the bill. Seeing none, this bill will sail away to the next committee referral. We have, as a matter of business, we have canceled our meeting Friday. Stay tuned. We will bring up the subject matter of Medicaid later on when we have a bill that's busy in drafting. And we'll have a schedule out late tomorrow for next week, so we'll be having some meetings next week. But again, there's no meeting Friday, and I'd like to thank the committee for their work on this bill, and we are adjourned.